Hi, everyone. This is Eric Scott. On behalf of all of us here at New Jersey 101.5, we are wishing you and your family a very safe and very blessed Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Now, we all know the story of the first Thanksgiving. We learned that in grade school. But did you know that it was not declared a national holiday until 1863 by declaration of President Abraham Lincoln? However, it was a Jersey guy years before who made it all possible. Elias Budnoy was born in Philadelphia in 1740, but he lived most of his life and spent most of his professional and political career serving New Jersey. A practicing lawyer in Elizabethtown, Budnoy served on the Board of Trustees at Princeton University. He was a member of the Continental Congress. He even served as the director of the U.S. Mint. It was also Budnoy who implored President George Washington to set aside a day for the newly independent residents of these United States for gratitude. On September 25, 1789, in a resolution presented to the House of Representatives, Budnoy wrote that Washington should declare a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many single favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a constitution of government for their safety and happiness. The resolution passed the House with overwhelming support. A week later, President Washington sent a proclamation to all United States governors. That proclamation read, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many single favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness." Washington continued, "Now therefore I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be." Now from there, the tradition continued in many variations. President Lincoln finally declared the fourth Thursday of every November the official U.S. holiday of Thanksgiving. And as our Joe Vitruba wrote at NJ1015.com, we owe it all to a loudmouth from New Jersey. Elias Budnoy died in 1821 in Burlington at the age of 81. His body still rests at the St. Mary's Protestant Episcopal Church Cemetery. I'm Eric Scott. Happy Thanksgiving, New Jersey. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ1015 smartphone app. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's first news back at 5:30, then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.